Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is T. How can I help you?
Hi, I was looking at my statement, and I have a charge pending for $67, and it says it's, wait, hold on. Shit. Anyways, it's got a website, and the website goes to something completely different than what it says. It says it's some enormous gadget, but then when I click on the website, it takes me to some kind of art thing in UK, in the UK. What would you like me to give you?
Yes, ma'am. Could you tell me a zip code, please?
92519.
92519, correct?
Yes.
Hold one moment. What would the first and last name be?
Anna Carrillo.
And that zip code was 92519, not correct?
Yes, it might be 509, but yes.
92509.
It could be if you don't find 519. Or else there's charges from, I don't know why.
And that and that name was what again, ma'am?
Anna Carrillo.
Okay.
You want me to spell it for you?
Could you spell the last name for me?
Yeah, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O.
C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O.
Yeah, C is in Charlie, A-R-R-I-L-L-O.
Okay, Ms. Carrillo, let's see if I can look up that account for you. Hold one moment.
Okay.
You don't mind, how much was the charge? How much were you charged?
It's pending. It's a pending in amount. It's for $67.32 for enormous art. I have no idea what that is.
And you said there's nine, because I'm not clearly finding you with the.
Okay.
But the one that you gave me was the 96509, right?
92509. Did you try 92519 first?
92509, let's see. Ms. Carrillo, I cannot find you whatsoever.
Okay, did you try it with the 92519?
92519.
Yes. If you don't have that information, I don't know. I don't even know what this charge is for, but it's pending on my account, and this is the callback number that I got on my statement.
Yes, ma'am. I couldn't find your name anywhere, ma'am.
Okay, so what do I do?
I really don't know, ma'am. I would say try to talk with your bank about it.
Well, it's my credit card, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you guys do any kind of, business for enormous art from the UK?
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center that services over several hundred products. So we really wouldn't know what you were being charged for until we were able to put up an account.
So is it maybe because it's pending? Well, if it was pending, you'd still show something, right? If there's my name was on there. Right?
Well.
As, if you know it's showing pending on my account, if you guys would have something, initially, right? Normally.
I would say if it's pending, then you could tell your bank to stop the charge before it happens.
Okay. That's my credit card. I'm probably going to want to cancel my credit card. If it's unknown. Okay, I'll dispute it if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
if
I do apologize. I can be helpful, ma'am.
Are you able to check, like, with the last four of the credit cards or anything, the numbers of the credit card?
I am, but I didn't want to ask you for that because a lot of people wouldn't, you know, feel reluctant about giving that information out.
I have to give you the whole card number? You couldn't do it by the last four?
All right. Can you tell me the first six, ma'am, and the last four?
Okay, yeah.
First six and the last four?
No. Nothing else. Just the first six and the last four.
Okay, let me bring my card back up. Hold on. No, there's six, there's 12 digits, so. I gotta get my card out of my wallet.
When's it fucking? If it's pending, then don't, I wouldn't even worry about it.
Oh, that's the wrong card. Okay. I got the first six is 546616.
546616.
Yeah.
And the last four are
9369. Yes.
How did you, and you said your name was Carrillo, correct?
Yeah.
This might seem, do you know anybody by the name of Kelly Nelson?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the name that's been popping up.
Okay, what's this charge for?
Could you verify the shipping address?
8082 Limonite Avenue, Riverside.
Yes, that, all right, so the charge is for, hold on 1 minute, I'm waiting for it to pull up. I do apologize, the only, I found this account early, I just didn't know it was anyone that you knew, because it didn't match the last name that, you, that I was given, ma'am.
Okay.
I do apologize about that.
That's fine.
So, it seems that on the 8th of May, a tactical bag was purchased and survival bracelet.
Yeah, okay, we got that.
Okay, so that was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. Every month you are charged, and in return you receive a gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is our online web store.
So, what do you get with the membership thing?
Ma'am?
It was a trial thing? The gift bag was a startup gift?
Yes, ma'am. That was a welcoming gift. It says in the terms and conditions that if you do not cancel within 48 to 72 hours, you would be automatically enrolled.
Okay, and can you give me that website? Or do you have a website? Because on the charges, what's weird is on that charge, it takes me to a website that's for artwork in the UK.
Let me see if I can find your website.
But, I mean, the billing charge, that's the website it gives me on the billing. That makes no freaking sense.
Let me see if I can find your website. All right, ma'am?
All right, thank you.
Just Just hold for one moment, all right?
Sure.
What was it? What was it for? Membership for what?
I knew there was some kind of freaking.
Tell him cancel it.
I couldn't find a website, man, but what I can do for all the troubles is I can cancel that account so you won't be charged for further past today, all right?
Okay, and can you give me the name of the what you said that it was that I ran out of time for to cancel, the name of the place?
Yes, it says the Tactical Bag MC1, but if you would go on to your web browser and type in Factory Direct Savers Club, you would see the website.
Factory Direct Savers Club?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It still doesn't know why they can charge a bunch of somebody in the UK for artwork.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. I can see if I can do something about that art. Let me see if I can do something about that charge. It seems that at the most I can offer is a 50% refund.
If that's all you can do, that's fine. I appreciate that. I'm still just baffled by it. For going, again, on the statement, it gives your guys' phone number and it says Nevada. For Enormous Gadget, but then I click on the website that goes to it, and it takes me to Enormous Artwork in the United Kingdom.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I have refunded you that 50%, so you should see that posted in your account it should be posted right back into your account. If not, then it'll come back in 3 to 5 business days. And I have canceled that account, so you won't be charged further past today.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye. No more ordering anything like that for either one of us. I've done it too. You know what I mean? They aren't what they say at all. They aren't what they say at all. And it's good. I mean, literally, look.
$67, and who knows how many times they were going to charge you more.